from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The 4 o'clock hour is here.
You gonna blame that on me too?
No, that was me. That was me. I've realized I can't depend on you for that anymore, and I knew better going into that segment. Welcome in, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Adam Klug on the ones and twos today. We have our Chris versus the Fan segment. And Chris, how's this game been going? You've been racking up wins, you've been taking it on the chin. How's it gone?
I took it on the chin until the last game. The last one I got performed a little bit better, but fans are going to have to wait a second because we have to decide the Fantabulous game
show. Right. All right.
Before we move on.
Well, let's get back to that.
Dodging me like Paul Skeens dodging the Padres.
These two guys spent the entire break trying to figure out what the category is going to be for the tiebreaker. They didn't figure it out.
Well, you said it's geography still.
It is geography related. The first part of the game was to name the 24 states west of the Mississippi. These guys thought they had it. They got 20 of them right away, and then they ran into some problems.
I can't believe I forgot.
Tony got Minnesota. Adam answered with Arkansas.
That was a strong one right there.
That was a strong one.
I got props with Arkansas. Cause
they both then got 3 strikes. They left out Montana and Nebraska. So that has forced a tiebreaker. Now,
before you go to the tiebreaker, I just want to get a little psychological experiment. I want to get inside your head. How in the world do you come up with this question about naming the states west of the Mississippi?
I will tell you here in a moment.
Okay.
I'll tell you exactly how this happened in a moment. But before we get to the tiebreaker, I'm going to have to roll the die to determine who goes first. Because there's only 7 correct answers in the tiebreak. There will be a bit of a time limit. Now, I'm not going to keep it an official time limit, but you only have a certain amount of time to come up with your answers. So who goes first may have an advantage. Here it is. 1, 2, or 3. Adam will go first. 4, 5, or 6. Tony will go first.
Wait, what?
On the die.
Oh, okay.
And it's a 6. So, Tony, you go first.
Let's do it.
You'll get that advantage.
Let's do it.
Here's the category in the tiebreaker. I was watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire last night. And they asked a question that made me think of the tiebreak category for you guys.
Okay.
Their question was, how many states have only one single word in their name? California, Arkansas, Arizona, one word, names.
So that's not your question.
That's not my question.
Of course not.
The answer to that was 40. So on the flip side of that, this is how my mind works, guys. There are 10 states that have 2 names. 3 of them are west of the Mississippi. You already named them. New Mexico, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Your job in the tiebreaker is to name the seven states east of the Mississippi that are two name states, two Kay. Word states.
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Tony, you're first. Go for it.
New York!
New York is one. Tony gets one.
North Carolina.
North Carolina is two.
I knew you were going to go back down that way. How about New Hampshire?
New Hampshire.
Had that one in my back pocket for later.
Correct.
But I'm surprised you didn't jump on South Carolina.
South Carolina. All right, there's three left.
I could have.
Three left.
You guys going to race through them, then Tony's going to win, but we'll see if there's a roadblock.
How does the strike system work here?
It's first one to four.
Okay.
First one to four.
Got
to
get four of them. There's seven correct. First to four. No strike system. If you miss one, the other guy just gets a turn.
How about West Virginia?
Good job, Tony.
Thank you.
All right, two left.
Thank you very much.
Adam, you need one to put the heat on him.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. There's one left. Tony, you name it, you win it. You don't name it, Adam will get a chance to win it. One state left, two names east of the Mississippi.
He's already flexing on me right now.
You know it is what you're trying to put. You're trying to put the pressure on him as, okay, you look silly, honestly. I understand what you're doing, but I'm just trying to say, you're on the chat. People can see this on YouTube.
He said you look silly.
You looked a little silly. All right, Tony, I'm going to give you.
You very well might have me here.
Got to name the final state that is two names. It's east of the Mississippi. If you get it, you win. I'm not putting an official time on you, but, you know, like 30 seconds, I think, is fair.
New York, New Hampshire, West Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina. How much time do I have left?
I don't know. I'm trying to find a stopwatch here, but I can't find one. Here it is. Stopwatch. Go. You got 29 seconds.
Okay.
Adam, you think you know, or are you just kind of claiming to know?
No, I know, I know.
You know, you know.
Is it Washington, D.C.?
That would not be a state, my friend.
Yeah, it's not a state, but I'm going to give you nine more seconds. Oh, Adam's buzzing.
He can buzz me. I'm good. I got no more guesses.
He doesn't have it. All right, Adam Klug, to finish off as the geography champion of the day.
It's a state I used to live in.
Oh, that's why you know.
Oh, that helps you.
It's referred to as the armpit of the United States.
Yes,
that would
it
be
is.
New Jersey.
New Jersey for the win, Adam Klug.
Gosh,
you win today's fantabulous game show.
Congrats, Adam.
Lasting well Tony Gwynn Jr. in a matchup.
I still would have dominated if it was sports. I just want to say that.
I just want you guys to know that at 3:48 p.m., which is now 24 minutes ago or so, Ben Higgins texted me, Montana and Nebraska are all that's left, I believe.
Ben
Higgins said, I would have destroyed that category. Ben was chiming in.
I have no
in.
Doubt Ben would have crushed us on that
ben
one.
Ben was chiming in. All right, congratulations, Adam. Do you want to play your celebration song? If you can find it in there, you're more than
welcome to dance, too, when
now
it comes
we,
on.
You can dance. Get to dance.
Not bad. Not bad. Love
All
it.
All right, very good, Adam. All right, that was the fantabulous game show today. Normally it's sports-related, as you know. But I only have so many sports
nice
categories.
Work.
Come up with
Adam,
about 1,000
good
of them.
That was
work
fun.
There.
And
that
Chris
was good.
Right. We couldn't have done that in the last 2.5
No, we can't now.
No. It was a good contest. We will go now to some more trivia, this time with you out there getting a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, a lot at stake today, sorry.
I was going to say, are you going to read the blurb?
Sure. You'll be qualified for the trip to Las Vegas, two-night stay, dinner for two at the Rio, day bed at the Rio Pool. The Rio Las Vegas is back. They got new ownership, newly remodeled rooms, four sparkling new pools, brand new food hall. It's all ready for you. Beyond the expected, beyond this strip, beyond your wildest dreams, the Rio Las Vegas is the rhythm of Vegas. Book now at RioLasVegas.com. Also today, special edition. You will qualify for the trip to Vegas, but you will actually win a four-pack of tickets to the Major League Rugby Championship match, which is being played here in town at Snapdragon Stadium this Sunday. I understand Tony Gwynn Jr. is now a big rugby fan after he watched one Olympic match. Considers himself an expert.
I don't know about that, but I can follow. I can definitely follow.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it.
The championship at Snapdragon Stadium this Sunday also features a performance by Marshmello. Tickets are on sale now at SDLegion.com. Unfortunately, the Legion, I don't believe, are in the championship. They missed out by 1 point in the semifinals. But you rugby fans will have a chance to go see that. Rules of the game? Want me to give them, Adam? He doesn't write them out anymore.
I'm happy.
You want to do the rules?
I've got it memorized.
All right, go for it.
Go ahead then, player.
We will start with three questions. Each one gets progressively more difficult. If you get it right, you go on to the next round. If you get it wrong, Chris will get a chance to answer the question. If he gets it right, you're eliminated. We go to the next caller. If he gets it wrong, you advance to the next round. And you got to get through three rounds to be today's qualifier.
What about if you're a first-time player?
You get the first answer question. Round two.
Very good. All right.
You have to bring the contestants
bring
on.
Bring a contestant
on. I can't
on.
See
Adam,
them.
Adam, I think it's kind of fun having you in here today. You won't have any preconceived notions about
the callers.
Our... You know what? I'll roll a die.
I already brought up Caesar.
Oh, you already brought Caesar's up Caesar?
Here.
Okay, good. Caesar, how
Caesar,
are you?
What's going on, brother?
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We're good
doing
to have
well.
You on, Caesar.
Here
good
we
luck
go.
To you.
First question. Name both Team USA flag bearers to open the Olympics.
Hmm. LeBron James, and I didn't hear the second one, but I'm going to guess Ledecky.
Katie Ledecky is his guess. It was the tennis star Coco Gauff, along with LeBron James. Sorry about that, Caesar. Next, do you want to just go down the board, Adam? Is that what you want to do, or do you want me to roll the die?
Sure, let's do that. We got Eric.
Eric, you're next. Hi, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well. Good.
Here we go. First question.
Good.
Who scored the game-winning run for the Padres Tuesday night over the Dodgers?
Scored.
Tuesday night. Tuesday night's fantastic walk-off, Ha-Sung Kim.
Look at you. Nice work.
By the way, I was a little concerned. Just a tad. Of all the people I would choose to have as my ghost runner, I would not choose Ha-Sung Kim.
They didn't have a choice.
Because of his base running skills.
Yeah, they didn't have a choice.
No, I know they didn't have a choice, but he made it around safely.
He did.
I was
he got
happy.
There. Yeah. I know you kind of worry about that from time
yes,
to time.
Yes, I do.
All right, question number two. Okay, I'm going to give you three names, and you give me a team.
That they all played on together.
LeSean Shady McCoy, Tyrod Taylor, Reggie Bush.
LeSean McCoy, Tyrod Taylor, and Reggie Bush.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a good one. Sounds like.
Wow. Let me see. I'm trying to think about McCoy, where he went.
I know, that's a tough...
I'm going to say... it ain't right, but I'm going to say Kansas City.
The Chiefs!
The Chiefs.
Hello?
Yes. Reggie Bush, Tyrod Taylor, and LeSean McCoy.
Word.
Yeah. I remember LeSean McCoy with Philadelphia and Buffalo. That's it. And I don't remember Reggie Bush with either of those teams. Tyrod Taylor's been with every team, so I don't know. Buffalo.
Goes Buffalo.
Go Buffalo.
That's it.
I got it.
Reggie
that was
Bush
Reggie's
played with Buffalo.
Last team, I believe.
Really? I didn't remember that. Did not
I think
remember
he got
that.
Hurt in a I think that whole lawsuit at whatever one of the stadium, I think it was St. Louis's at the time. I might remember, but
oh yes, when he got tackled out of bounds.
Yeah,
I do remember that, but I didn't remember him ever being with Buffalo. Sorry about that,
yeah.
Eric. I lucked out. Next up is
let's go with Robert.
All right, Robert.
Welcome to the show, Robert.
Hi, Robert. Good to have you on, as always.
Hi, guys.
Here we go. Question number one. Who leads baseball in stolen bases right now?
Ellie De La Cruz.
Is correct.
He's got a lot of them.
It's 40 plus. Question.
He's got 50 plus.
Does he have 50 now?
I think so.
He must have got on a heater. Yep. Here soon.
He's up over 50.
That's crazy. All right, here we go. Question number two. What team did San Diego State play when Snapdragon Stadium officially opened?
Colorado State?
The Rams.
I do remember that day. It was the hottest day in the history of San Diego.
Go ahead, get your answer first.
Arizona was the opponent. Yeah, sorry about that, Robert.
I mean, I thought we were going to have to tear the stadium down and rebuild
it up that one night.
Yeah.
It was the hottest day I've ever been around. I think anybody's ever been around in San Diego.
I think in the moment it felt like a catastrophe was happening.
Yeah.
And then like a week later we realized, all right, maybe we kind of overshot this.
But I do remember everybody, we should have put a dome on the stadium. Should have been sprinklers.
I feel like there was articles written because
poor San Diego State too. They handed out water to everybody and they took nothing but crap. And it was the weather. They didn't do anything.
It was one of the hottest days out here.
Ever. The Aztecs took such a beating for that.
Ellie De La Cruz, by the way, 55 stolen bases, 10 caught stealing. So he's running a lot.
Good for him. That is a lot. I love that.
Well, you know, the year Ricky stole 130, he got caught 42 times.
Yeah.
So
just keep going.
It's part of the deal with stealing bases.
Who's our next contestant?
Mark.
Mark, welcome to the show.
Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's good to talk to you, Mark.
Man. Here we go. First question. And this one broke my heart. I'm not even going to lie. Recently retired Rashad Penny played the majority of his career with what team?
Aztec for life.
Let's go with the Eagles.
The Eagles.
The Eagles.
By Mark.
Seattle.
Is correct.
You dinged me before
quick
I guessed.
On the trigger.
Yeah, sorry.
It's come on, we all knew Chris was getting that one.
Yeah, that was sad, man. Rashad Penny hung it up.
I know. He never really got to get back to health.
I assume he got into camp and he wasn't right. And that's usually
it. Also shows the level you have to be at, because I think he was still in pretty good shape. It wasn't like he had a broken leg.
Yeah.
But if you're just not at 150% efficiency, you can't compete at that level.
It's too hard. All right, we probably need to go to a tiebreaker because it's 4:16 and we are.
All right, tiebreaker. We need a tiebreaker person for Adam to look up.
Adam, our tiebreaker person.
Yes, you want to think of one, Tony?
Of the D. I got you on this one.
Okay.
Mickey Morandini.
Mickey Morandini. I love it. That's what I love about the tiebreaker. Just some guy's name that you haven't thought of in 15 years pops up.
So you get to pick the category from there.
Yeah. Find Mickey Morandini in the...
I have Mickey Morandini's baseball reference up.
All right. So you can come up with give us a contestant.
We were just talking about stolen bases with Ellie De La Cruz.
Okay.
All right.
We need a contestant for that.
Let's go with Rod.
Hi, Rod. How are you?
Hey, guys. Great to be on the show. Adam, thank you. And a quick shout-out to the chat fam. And let's get this tiebreaker going.
Fair enough. I'm sure you know how the tiebreaker works at this point. So, Adam?
Go ahead.
I'm just spitting out a number, correct?
No, you're spitting out a question.
A question.
I'm answering with
a
number.
We're going over under stolen bases. I'm just throwing a number out, correct?
No, you're not.
You're not throwing a number
You're just
out.
Saying how many career stolen bases did he have?
Right.
I'm answering.
Right.
And then Rod says higher
That's
or
right.
lower. All right. Is that the question?
How many career stolen bases
did Morandini have? Very good.
And how many allowed to give him the years?
How many years did he play?
11 seasons.
Really? Mickey Morandini, nice. 200 stolen bases. I think, no, that's way too many. He didn't have 220 per year. 125.
Let's hear the guess.
125. Rod, what do you think? Is the actual answer higher or lower than that?
That's a good number, Elo. You put me in the low range right there because he wasn't really a fast runner, so I'm just going to say low.
He's going to say under. He got it! All right, Ron. How many did
he
have?
So close. Unbelievable. 123 career.
That's crazy! He does that all the time!
Didn't miss by much.
That's nuts. Well, congratulations. Hang on the line, Adam. Get the information here. That was pretty good, man. Pretty close.
Very good.
All right, let's get to break. On the other side, more Gwen and Chris. Here's some traffic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Traffic.
All right, 4:26 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. together in our Odyssey Palace studios. I should mention that tomorrow on the program it's Fire Friday. And if I'm not mistaken, our guest tomorrow will be Jackson Merrill.
The young prince.
Yes.
Coming to the show tomorrow.
He'll be making his first appearance on Gwen and Chris. So it has been a legendary season already. only to be topped off by an appearance on this show tomorrow.
I must say, off for subject, Jackson. Here, I'm actually happy that I've been on pretty good behavior in between segments. We've had a few hot mic issues.
Yes, we haven't.
Thankfully, I haven't, you know, used any foul language.
Said anything you shouldn't
have. Said anything
have.
I shouldn't have said.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah. I definitely have to be careful with Adam here tomorrow. Adam, you with us tomorrow too, Adam?
Yep.
Okay. Definitely.
I feel like you're just taking shots in here.
I'm just making sure, man. I got to protect myself.
Adam, tomorrow.
Well, I'm really proud of myself for not.
Adam, tomorrow,
in the studio,
just for
Adam,
you, I'll put together a baseball trivia segment just for you to see how you do. Although Adam did win the Fantabulous Game Show earlier today.
Notice you said Fantabulous Game Show.
It wasn't right? a sports game show today. Speaking of sports, though, the NFL preseason is getting underway at the top of the hour with the Hall of Fame game. That is neither here nor there. But I think we're all going to watch, and I'm sure they'll show it over and over tonight on ESPN and other or wherever it is you get your sports highlights. We're all going to watch the opening kickoff, right? Because it's the first time most of us are ever going to see
this
new kickoff alignment and the rules. I really have kind of tried to read up on it, but I don't really understand it. I need to see it before I can really figure it out. But the kicking team or the... I guess the kicker...
I've stopped trying to figure it out until
it's really,
it,
I want to see it too, but I think the kicker actually kicks from the 35, but his teammates lined up at the 40.
Right, no, nothing changes for the kicker.
Right, the kicker still kicks from the 35, but his teammates will not be lined up alongside of him. They'll be 5 yards ahead of him. And then the other team will be at the 50. So there's only 10 yards between the two front lines, and then there'll be a return man way back, I guess. And I guess it's supposed to be safe. That's what they're thinking.
I think an early, as no one really knows how this is going to work, I'm sure they've been working on it in camp
and
things
sure.
of that nature,
yeah.
But you know how it goes. Once the game starts and it hasn't been done, there's usually some type of chaos that takes place.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for that.
I'm rooting for a little chaos.
And then they can get it. They'll get it together at some point, yeah. 1-2 weeks into the preseason.
But just like I said before, none of us really care whether these guys get hurt or not. We speak great lip service to it, want to protect the players, but we just want football. I want to see collisions out there.
18 so. Games, 19 games,
yeah,
20
games. Right. They're
games.
Trying to keep them safer, but they're adding weeks to the season.
Right.
Anyway.
It'd make it make sense.
I guess and the only other big new rule now, there's no hip drop tackle,
so,
which where you grab a guy around the waist and then you yourself you just, drop yeah. to the ground.
You just go for like a carousel ride, basically. You take your feet off of the ground and you're just on him, and that
a lot of guys
is now
got
illegal.
Hurt doing yeah. that last year, or getting tackled in that manner last year. So anyway, the NFL. Now the other big news in football today, and you know this is just like the Chargers to have something like this happen, but the franchise quarterback Justin Herbert has been diagnosed with plantar fascia in his right foot. Now he's going to be in a boot. Gradual return to play protocol. Remember, the season's now only a month away. I don't know what, you know, they're not thinking he's going to miss any games, but, you know, it could certainly happen with plantar fascia. I recall this injury keeping a lot of guys on the injured list for quite a long time because it's really tough. This is the doctor in me speaking, but it's really tough to fix feet and foot injuries because you have to walk around.
Yeah, it's like any lower extremity injury.
Right.
You can't avoid not using it. If anything, it's your legs, you're going to use.
Now, they say Wednesday he sprinted into the end zone for a touchdown during practice, but he's going foot's going into the boot, and we'll see. DeAndre Hopkins, another guy hurt, out 4 to 6 weeks already with a knee injury suffered during practice. He's with the... Anybody know?
Who was it?
DeAndre Hopkins.
He's with the Texans? No, one of the Tennessee Titans?
Yep.
Yes.
He is with the Titans. So many players have changed teams this year, it's going to take a while to figure it out.
But oh, for sure.
We will begin figuring it out tonight with the beginning
you
of the NFL preseason.
Plantar fascia? Is that what you said?
That's what they wrote. Yeah, because I've heard plantar fasciitis in the past, but they—that's written here.
Would be a body part. It's what you injure. Plantar fasciitis is what you have when your plantar
fascia
is
injured. Here we go. The difference between plantar fascia. I went ahead and looked this up.
I appreciate that.
Plantar fasciitis occurs when the plantar fascia, a strong band of tissue that supports the arch of the foot, becomes irritated and inflamed. So fasciitis is a symptom of the fascia.
It's the diagnosis. I don't want to say disease,
right.
But it's what happens when your plantar fascia is no good.
Yeah.
No
you guys are confusing me.
It's inflamed. It's irritated. They're going to put him in a boot.
So there his plantar fascia has plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, sure.
There we go. All right, Justin Herbert out for a while in a boot. Bad news for the Chargers, but that's what they're used to. More Gwen and Chris comes up with a big five around the corner. Stay tuned.
4:38 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Adam Klug. We've had a little bit of everything on this show today. We've had geography lessons. We've had a medical breakdown of plantar fascia.
And fasciitis.
And fasciitis. Had a few hot mic moments. Had a little bit of everything on this show. This is why you tune in from 2 to 6, because you never know what you might get.
And did we get enough talk about Adam's hairstyle, you think, at the beginning of the show? Or do we need to bring it up again?
I think we glossed over it a little bit.
I think
bit.
We did a little glossing as well.
Adam, you know, like myself, is a bald man, but for different reasons. I cannot grow hair. Adam, you know, to my surprise, actually can grow a full head of hair.
We didn't
which
know.
Would actually make me not bald.
Hey, well, I've said... Well,
you
guess,
said
okay,
I'm a bald
okay,
man.
You wear a bald look.
You choose to be bald,
which is ridiculous to
it
me.
It is.
I mean, this dude can grow an afro. If I could still grow one... I might be dreaded up right now if I could do it, but I can't. So I just live through my son who has a bunch of hair. And Adam... You like the bald look. Is that just because it's convenient?
No.
You got a good shaped head, too.
But it's not that convenient, he said. He gets his hair shaved like every 2 days.
That's what he said before he was
married. So that doesn't seem convenient at all.
Before he was married, yeah.
I've never liked my hair. I've got the short, curly hair.
I've never liked my hair.
Do you still have the picture?
I'm sorry?
Do you still have the picture of you in afro? Have people seen that?
I mean, it's... I've shared it. It's
okay.
All right,
I'm sharing
it's,
one.
It's one of my favorite picks of
if
Adam.
You can vamp long enough, I can probably.
I want to show in the YouTube chat just to prove that I had hair at one time.
Oh, Chris, you did.
College picture right there. Did I show it?
Yeah, you showed it.
That's
showed
me. It. That's how much hair I
used. What are you drinking
there? I'm sure a beer. It's a toga party, Tony. I'm wearing a toga. What do you think I'd be wearing? I don't know how I got this picture, but somebody sent it to me all these years later.
Awesome.
So that's my proof of how much hair I had back then. But no more. Adam, I just find it perplexing. That's all. That a man would choose to be bald.
Choosing to be.
Oh, wait, here's the picture of Adam with hair.
Adam looks drunk too in this picture.
Wow! That's a lot of hair.
Are you a teenager?
That would be my sophomore year of college.
Oh, yeah, you definitely were.
I think it's only fair that Tony find one.
There's a beverage in my hand. I was absolutely 21.
I was absolutely 21.
Tony, only fair that. I thought you were 21.
Tony, only fair that you get one with as much afro as you can find.
Let me see if I can find one. I might have a throwback pick in here.
All right. Everybody's sharing throwback picks. God, look how little hair I have now compared to. This is why I don't watch the stream during the show. It's ridiculous.
It might take me a while. You guys do your thing.
Let's get to traffic.
Give me
and
one
then
more
the...
second here, Chris.
Oh, okay, sure. Sure. What do you need? I gave you a second. It's all I had. Whenever you're ready.
Boom.
Whenever you're ready,
I know
play
you guys
some
don't
traffic.
Like to look at the YouTube stream, but there you go.
Oh, here we go. More YouTube. Oh, wow. I think I've seen that picture actually somehow, somewhere before.
What is that, a Natty Ice you got there?
That would be a Michelob Light in the old school bottle.
Michelob Light. You were a much richer
hey,
college student
saying.
Than I
you
was.
Got all that hair and you don't like it?
In my fraternity house, yes. That's
oh,
AE
wow.
High.
I know one thing. We couldn't afford Michelob Light back in
that's
the day.
That's why I thought it was a Natty Ice. That's all my roommates. I didn't drink beer in college.
All so I had was
all my roommates
yeah.
got Natty Ice.
And we used to call it Old Milwaukee. We called it Old Swill.
Blue Ribbon, another one they used to have. Paps.
Yeah, cheap stuff.
The cheapest stuff on the market.
Where was that? What school was that, Adam, again?
Oh, come on.
Oh, Georgia. Yeah, I forgot. Bulldog. Crazy Bulldog.
All right. I believe
we better get to traffic in the Big Five before this spirals further out of control.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
This is where you jump in, Adam.
Thanks for having me in today, guys. Appreciate it.
It's been good times.
Always enjoy having you, Adam.
Let's get started here with
number five.
Our dear friend, Jesse Agler, shared a really cool picture today on Twitter that I'm going to put up on the screen for those in the YouTube chat. It says, scorecard from the Cease no-hitter has a new home. Thanks to Baseball Hall, at Baseball Hall, for the honor and for taking such care of the history of the game. Very neat. So Jesse's scorecard from Dylan Cease's no-hitter has made it to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I know that both of you gentlemen have visited in the past, Tony, many, many times. My question to you is, what is the coolest non-Padres-related piece of memorabilia or thing that you've seen at the Cooperstown Hall of Fame?
First, I have to say I was quite jealous of Jesse that his scorecard. Of course, I am a digital scorecard
guy.
Yes,
but they couldn't take your scorecard.
They couldn't take mine, and I couldn't even take a picture to share because the glare from the lights was all messing it up. So I couldn't even post mine. So,
but yours was much neater. And his was neat, but his is done by hand. Yours is the neatest thing. His Tony's scorecard is a piece of artwork every night, by the way.
I enjoy the different colors I get to use. Nevertheless, coolest memorabilia.
Again, I'm ruling out Padres stuff. Your father, Hoffman, all that stuff.
I think it was, Babe Ruth's game bat. Didn't we see that when we went behind the scenes?
We saw a lot of great stuff.
We had to
have
white gloves on when we held this stuff.
That was. Yeah, I honestly don't remember anything that was in the actual museum. I only remember what we got to see when we went in the back. That was the best, man.
I'm sure if it wasn't that, it was whatever memorabilia we got to see in that kind of behind-the-scenes tour. It was some amazing stuff. And it really spanned from, the beginning of baseball till current. Different things like that.
I'm going to go with pretty much the same answer because that's what I remember. Now, Tony may remember the story a little better than I do, but the guy who showed us around was the ultimate baseball historian.
Yes, he was.
And he showed us a scorecard from the game that Bobby Thompson hit the...
Ah, that's right.
Hit the shot heard around the world.
Yeah.
When the Giants beat the Dodgers back to win. The Giants win the pennant. Giants win the pennant. Willie Mays was on deck. But he had the actual scorecard. And for whatever reason, Tony, and if you remember this, I looked at the scorecard that they had, and I noticed a mistake in the scoring that only my mind would pick up.
You did. And
do you remember that?
And he was like,
no way. And he looked at it, and there was.
Yep.
And he was heartbroken that the score keeping that they had from that game and had a mistake in it somewhere. Anyway, that's what I remember. So I'll go with
number four.
Katie Ledecky did it again yesterday, absolutely laying waste to the field in the women's 1500 meter, winning her 8th gold medal and 12th medal overall. And again, that was yesterday because today she won a silver medal, bringing her medal count to 13. She said after the race yesterday that she isn't retiring after these Olympics and plans to compete in 4 years in Los Angeles, though that could change, it's 4 years away. Ledecky's currently 27 years old. What type of competitor do you think we'd see at age 31 if she does compete in 4 years? We'll start with you this time, Chris.
Wow. I don't know, man. Maybe she gets into her 30s to be able to bring some of the other swimmers back into play. I mean, I would hope that, if she's in her 30s, they can at least be in the camera frame with her. But she's got that 1,500 meters. There's nobody can catch her there. Her long-distance swimming is going to be, you know, the greatest of all time. But I will say that, you know, in 4 years, that will be really tough to win a gold medal. Because even in that event, because of what we talked about before, these records in the swimming keep falling every Olympics. These youngsters, as they are, keep getting faster and faster. So she's going to have to... She's going to have to somehow increase her workouts to keep up this level. They said last night on the telecast that she has actually in her life swam around the world. If you put all of her races swimming together. Yeah. She swam from San Diego right back around. That's
kind of crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Tony, what do you think? Age 31 Ledecky.
At this point, I mean, I'm going to have to kind of go with Chris in terms of it might actually help the field make this a more
competitive
race. Because right now, as I said, you just see an American flag in water when she's racing. So I won't put it past her that in 4 years, she could still be at the top of the game.
Number three.
After Jack Flaherty was traded to the Dodgers at the trade deadline, Ken Rosenthal reported that he was nearly traded to the Yankees, but they backed out of the trade over concerns about his medical records. Yesterday, Flaherty spoke at Petco Park and said, quote, "All I know is I feel great. I've felt great since we got back from the break or even right before that. I felt great and been ready to pitch," end quote. Considering the price to acquire Flaherty felt pretty low and the fact that he's an impending free agent rather than a long-term commitment, do you think the Yankees place too much emphasis on Flaherty's medicals, Tony?
I mean, they've done this before. I can't remember who the pitcher was, but they basically, I think it was a couple off seasons ago, basically didn't look a pitcher's way because of his medicals. We've seen this. It's not just the Yankees, right? I think
Carlos
the Giants, right, they gave up on Carlos. The Mets also jumped ship. Carlos Correa is having a terrific year, by the way, this season.
All-star.
Yeah. Maybe. They might regret this when it's all said and done. Because,
but my point is, Flaherty's just a rental player, like, and it was a low cost to acquire him.
I hesitate with the low cost to acquire him. It's all in the eye of the beholder.
Sure, fair enough.
You know, the Yankees didn't like, if the Detroit Tigers didn't like some of the other prospects that, you know, everybody else considers good, I mean, that's why they did it. So, yeah, I think they may end up regretting it because, you know, I think Jack Flaherty is going to have a good finish to this year. And if he's been healthy all year, with the exception of missing, I think, his last start, and it's just a rental. It's not like you're signing him for beyond this year. Why not?
Chris, what do you think?
I think two things. One, I think the Yankees really did make a mistake. Because even if Jack Flaherty didn't work out, he's a free agent. At the end of the season, he's gone. So you're renting him for 9 or 10 starts anyway. But secondly, I wish that they would have taken him so that the Dodgers didn't get him.
Nope, good point.
So I'm mad at the Yankees for this whole thing.
Give you another reason to be mad at them.
Right. The evil empire.
Titans defensive lineman Jeffrey Simmons made plenty of headlines for all the wrong reasons when he went after a Nashville radio host and called him a derogatory term while he was on the air because he didn't like what the radio host had said about him on social media.
He called him a cat.
Yes, he did.
Yes, we heard it.
Something like that.
Simmons apologized yesterday, saying, quote,
"Damn it,
that's not who I am or who I want to be seen as. At the end of the day, I take full accountability of my actions on the field, and I promise that won't ever happen again." Simmons and the radio host also spoke with each other since the dust-up.
Question is, are you going to ask us the same thing? Here it is.
If you were the radio host and in this same situation,
no, you're not.
Would you accept Simmons' apology? Tony.
Yes. First of all, I don't think the radio host was in the wrong for expressing his opinion on how he's playing. But I also don't think my man was in the wrong for expressing how he felt about him expressing his opinion. However, what he was apologizing for was the way he went about it.
Correct.
On live radio that was happening. He called him a cat as he was walking away.
Yeah.
probably not something you want to be saying on air. And quite frankly, I thought it was the right thing to do to apologize. And I think it shows his character that he could come back, admit he messed up, And, you know, more importantly, he doesn't want to be seen in that light. I also like the fact that him and said host talked about it, whether they hashed it or not is really irrelevant. The fact that they had a conversation, I think, is good. I think a lot of times, and I explained this the other day when we kind of talked about the subject, as long as you show up to the football field, baseball field, arena, players generally don't have a problem with you criticizing them, as long as if something is said that bothers them, they can have a conversation with it.
Chris, would you accept the apology?
He better accept the apology because he started it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not that he didn't have the right to start it, but if you start it and then somebody calls you out on it, and then that person is big enough to say, hey, I was in the wrong.
Yeah.
You come back from there and go, nah, I don't accept your apology. Then I hope Jeffrey Simmons actually does whip you, because you're really not thinking right.
Number one.
Tomorrow at a private ceremony outside of Staples Center. Sorry, I refuse to call it the Crypto.com Arena.
I don't blame you.
Disrespectful. A statue of Coach Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi will be unveiled. It's the second of three planned monuments paying tribute to the late, great Kobe Bryant. We'll start with you, Tony. We're running out of time here. What's your greatest memory of Kobe Bryant?
Oh, 80 was 81, 82?
81.
That's my fondest. That's the memory that sticks out, because I watched that game from start to finish. And it's one of the few, like, crazy historical things that have happened in sports that I have actually can say I watched from start to finish.
Chris?
That's obviously the biggie. The other one I remember for some reason popped into my mind was the time he tore his Achilles and still walked off the court. I'm like, okay, this is the toughest competitor maybe in the history of sports.
Yeah.
And that proved it. Kobe was the ultimate gamer. I mean, the only person you can compare him with is Jordan. Like, in any sport,
he wanted
maybe
to win everything.
Yep. He did.
Skits a break, 5 o'clock, which means the happy hour. I don't know how the show could get any happier, honestly. But you got another hour of it coming up. More Gwen and Chris.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.